Today's share is Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Pei Vav. We will begin on Daf Pei Hei Omer Beis, four lines from the bottom. In our previous share, we had an extensive discussion. What is the halacha if a keli shalakeach, if a vessel that belongs to the buyer, b'shusa shemaicher, but it finds itself in the property of the seller, is it going to be a valid kinyan or not? Omar Rava, so the Gemara continues to discuss this question. We speak about a situation where a seller is bringing his produce through donkeys who are driving the donkey, that the merchandise that's being sold is on that donkey, or the merchandise is on the back of these people. Mashach Chamar v'palav, if the buyer did meshicha on the donkey drivers or the workers of the seller, and he brought them into his home, it's not considered a valid kinyan. And therefore, bein pasuk atchle modad, whether they had already agreed on the price, but he brought them into his home and he had not taken off the merchandise. So we did not have a situation that the merchandise has been put into the property of the lekeach. Ubein, even if he did take off the merchandise, umadad, and he measured them, he knows how much there is, but actually posak, there has not yet been an agreement on the price. So again, when we have such a situation, there can't be a kinyan, because as we often say, and we will continue to say, that a kinyan cannot take place unless there's gemiras das, unless there's an agreement by all parties involved that they are prepared to make a kinyan. And in the absence of that smichas das, in the absence of that gemiras das, we don't have a kinyan. So since we don't have a kinyan, the halacha is shneim yichayim lachzben, they both could back out because there hasn't been a final deal here. But if Pirkan, if he took off the merchandise from the donkeys or from the workers who are carrying that, and we bring it into the home of the lekeach, the halacha is posak, if they have an agreement on the price, actually modded, even though they don't know exactly how much there is there, and shnoim yachoyim lachzben, they came back out because since they had agreed on a price, and now it's within the property of the lekeach. So they have here a kinyan chotzer, and that's why it's going to be considered a full-fledged seid. However, modar atchle posak, if they had counted what's here, but they had not yet agreed on a price. So even though they were brought, the merchandise was brought into the property of the lekeach, it doesn't make a difference because that still shnei yichayim lachzben, because without the agreement on price, there is no smichas das. But what do we see from this brisa? That if the object was taken off and they had agreed on a price, even though they don't know how much there is here, and obviously the merchandise is still in the caliph Shemoicher, it's still going to be considered a valid kinyan. What do we see from there? The caliph the Moicher, if we have the merchandise in kalim that belong to the Moicher, in the Rishus Lekeach, Lekana, the Moicher, that doesn't prevent the kinyan from being valid, and the kinyan can be valid. So the Gemara is suggesting, if we see that kelev shel moicher is valid b'rishusoy shel lekeach, the Gemara is assuming it works the other way as well. The kelev de lekeach nami, when you have the kelev of the lekeach and it's the rishus moicher, the halacha is lekana, the halacha is that it won't be a kinyan, because we always look, the Gemara wants to suggest, where is this? And if it's in the Rishusay Shel Meicher, if it's in the Meicher's Rishus, the halacha is that it will be a Kinyan. And if it's in the Rishusay Shel, if it's in the Rishusay Shel Lekech, it always will be a Kinyan. And if it's in the Rishusay Shel Meicher, the Gemara is suggesting it will never be a Kinyan. Says the Gemara Aram Nachman by Yitzchak, it could be that the Kalev Shel Lekech Rishus Meicher is going to be a Kinyan. When the Brisa says that this kalocha is speaking about a case, b'sheshavchan, that the lekeach put it on the floor of his home. And since it's on the floor of the home, that's when it's a valid kinyan, because it's on the actual floor. Otherwise, it won't be a kinyan, and that's because it's the kalev shel meicher. On the other hand, when it's the kalev shel lekeach, b'sheshavchan shel meicher, the Gemara is suggesting that then it will be a kinyan. Says the Gemara, Ikbid Rava. When Rava heard where Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, he was upset. Midei shofchan ketani. Does the Braisa say that they were actually put on the floor? Look at the words of the Braisa. Pirkan ketani. The Braisa says that they were put the way they are, and the Gemara is assuming that that means that they're still in the kalev shel meicher. So we see that we always look in what rishus is this taking place. If it's taking place in the rishusay shel lekeach, it will be a kinyan. If it's taking place in the rishusay shel meicher, it will not be a kinyan. Says the Gemara Elam Marver Barashi from Achli the Tumi. He was speaking about garlic, and garlic is not something that's normally put in a bag, and that's why as soon as you put it down, you take it off the donkey, you're putting it on the Rishusa Shalaiche Likeach. And that's why it's going to be a Kinyan. But we don't have a raya to what's going to be the halacha of Kalev Shalaikeach by Rishusa Shalmaicha. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ruv Hunabe Derav Zutra Ravina, Michte Perkin Kani, we're talking Mali Pasak or Mali Pasak. So it says, if we're saying that we put it down on the floor, what's the difference if they made up the price or didn't make up the price? If it's being put down in the chotzer of the lekeach, it should be a valid kinyan. Says the Gemara, and the point that we've made earlier in our shir, Amalei, to which Ravina said, the main thing that we always have to look for is samchadate. To make a kinyan, we have to have smichas das. There have to be a seriousness of intent. If loy posak, if they hadn't agreed on a price, so loy somchadate, there isn't a seriousness of intent. And therefore, even if it was actually put on the property of the lekeach, it wouldn't make a difference. Because once, if it's a situation where it's there's no price agreed, there is no smichas das. Amar Ravina Ravashi. So again, the Gemara continues to discuss this question: what is the halacha of kalev shel lekeach b'rishusay shel meicha? Tashma the Rav Shmuel Dar Mitavaya kalev shel adam kain lebekal makayim. So the word kal makayim is coming to teach us a place that we would not normally assume is included. And the Gemara, it would be a good kinyan. Says the Gemara, my love, isn't kol makom coming to teach us, b'rishus meicher, that even the kalev shel lekeach are always kinder, even b'rishus shel meicher. Says the Gemara, hasam, yes, even if we'll say so, it's not enough to answer our question about kalev shel lekeach b'rishus shel meicher. D'amalei, here we're referring to a situation where he said, zil knei, and if the meicher gave him such a strong statement, the Meicher said to him, Zil Knei, then it always works. But that isn't a raya to our question, what's the halacha of Kalev Shel Lekeach B'Rishusay Shel Meicher? And the Rosh explains that by saying Zil Knei, by the Meicher giving instruction, let there be a kinyan here, what he's saying is, explains the Rosh, that even though it's in my Rishus, I'm letting this Rishus become your rishus, because I'm anxious for this kinyan to happen. And therefore, says the Torah, that if Zilknei was stated, then there's Alacha de Kelev Shalakech Brishus Moicher Kaina, because he's by giving him that level of permission, it's becoming his property. It says the Gemara, says the Tor, quoting the Yirmiyah, that only if the words Zilknei were used, that's when the Alacha is that Kelev Shalakech Brishus Moicher. But let's say we'll have a different situation, he says, where he gave him permission to put it down, but he did not use the word Zilkanei. What would be the halacha then? So says the Yad Ramah, if he didn't expressly say the words Zilkanei, even given permission is not enough. And I think the explanation of the Yad Ramah is based on what we just explained. Because what does Zilkanei mean? What Zilkanei means is that I'm giving you the chotzer, and it's going to become a kinyan chotzer. But for that to happen, he has to specially use the word Zilkanei. Just giving him permission to put it there, it's not enough. So we've just finished learning the halacha of, what is the halacha of Kelev Shalakeach Brishusa Shalmeicher, and the Gemara has not, without the Zilkanei, the Gemara has not made a final decision. And the Rosh says, because we have the rule throughout Shas of Hamoitzi Mechavera Olav Araya, the halacha is that it remains in the possession of the seller. However, says the Yirmiyah, let's say there's going to be the following situation. The seller first places the produce in the Kelev Shalakeach, which is in the Rishusoy Shalmeicher. And then the seller transfers the produce into his own kelim and puts it into the lekeach's chotzer. So he's in the lekeach's property. He says memon of shach. Either way, we'll have a kinyan, because he says, what is the discussion here? Discussion here is: do we look at the property or do we look at the keli? So whatever way we look at it, there was a lekeach's property. If we look at the keli, so at one point it was in the kelev shel lekeach. If we look at where it was, then it was at one point in the lekeach's property, it would be valid the kinyan. And Avni Meluim and Rekivega take this a step further. They say, let's say you'll have the kelev shel lekeach in a keli of the moicher. That means there's a bigger keli, which is the outer keli belonging to the moicher, and the inner keli belongs to the lekeach. Says, so they say that if the moicher puts produce in the lekeach's inner vessel and it's in the property of the lekeach, then the halacha is we'll have a kinyan. Because again, they use the same amount of shach. If we look at the chotzer being the dominant factor, so it was in the rishus of the lekeach. If we look at the keli being the dominant factor, so it was in the keli shel lekeach, and that's why we'll have, no matter how we look at the situation, he says, we'll have a valid kinyan. But without that, it will just be the case that we've been discussing throughout our shir, where there isn't, where it was just Kelev Shalakeach Rishusa Shalmeicher, we have the Rosh that says it's not going to be valid kinyan. Our Gemara taught us a very important halacha, and that was the halacha of Smichas Das, that a kinyan requires, for a kinyan to be valid, you need to have smichas das. So the Chishukei Chemet discusses a situation where somebody came to a place where a sroigim are sold, and he saw a very nice esrig. He asked one of the people who were working in that place, what is the price of this esrig? And the person told him, I don't know. The worker told him, I don't know. It's the proprietor's decision what is the price. And he says, but I recommend that you take this esrig because it's a really nice esrig. And he took it, and he made up with the proprietor that they'll talk about price after Yontif for Chol HaMoed. And he took it, and he used it on the first day of Sukkot, and he made a bracha. And then Chol HaMoed, he meets the owner of that business, and he asks him what the price is, and he told him the price. And the question here is, since at the time he took the esrig, and the time that he even made the bracha on the esrig, he didn't know the price. And from our Gemara, it seems that the halacha is quite clear that without knowing the price, you can't have gemiras das. You can't show seriousness of intent, and you can't have a sale. So the Marsham and Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis Ois Test discusses that somebody walks into a shop to buy something. The seller doesn't have time to discuss price with the buyer, but the buyer says, I know the person who is the seller in this business. I know he's an honest person, and I know he won't cheat me. And is the question, do we have a sale or not? Do we say that since he says, I'm confident that everything will work out, so that means we have a sale? That's one opinion. But he quotes the Radvaz that when there's no price discussed, you can never have a sale, which is, it seems, what our Gemara teaches us. But the Chashuki Chemet says that when does the Radvaz say his halacha? He's saying when I'm buying something in a store, it's not something that's a dvar mitzvah. It's not something that I absolutely need. So there we could say that unless you know the price, you never have a gemira stas. But here we're speaking about a case where somebody is interested in buying something for a mitzvah. And when somebody is interested in buying something for a mitzvah, so the price is not a consideration. And he says one of the proofs he brings is that the Arizal says that whenever he bought something for the Dvar Mitzvah, he never asked what the price is. The price was never a consideration. Whatever the charge was, he was ready to pay. So that's an indication, perhaps, that when we're speaking about a Dvar Mitzvah, we don't think about money and this Gemira Stas, even if the price wasn't discussed beforehand. Tanan Hassan says the Gemara, we continue speaking about Kinyonim. We speak about the Chosm Shesh L'Machrayis, which we often define as meaning karka. The Chosm Shesh L'Machrayis, the way you could do a kinyon on them, is Nikon Mekesa B'Shtar B'Chazoka. Shein L'Machrayis, Metatlin, Einen Nikon El B'Mashicha. The halach is that you have to have Mashicha. Of course, all the Rishonim, the Rajbam, say that when the Gemara says that you need to have Mashicha, doesn't mean is strictly Mashicha. Hagbah, as we learned, will learn, is certainly valid. And the reason Hagbah is not mentioned, I saw two Pshatim in the Rishonim. One Pshat that the Rishonim suggest is because the principle behind Hagbah is very similar to the principle behind Mashicha, where I'm taking the object that I'm purchasing and bringing it to my Rishus. That's one Pshat. The other Pshat that I saw is that the point of this Mishnah is to teach us that Kesef Shtar Chazaka, that work by Karka, do not work by Metatlin. But the point of that Mishnah is not to begin teaching us what Kinyonim work by Metatlin. Certainly Hagbah will work by Metatlin. Says the Gemara Sura, in the Yeshiva in Sura, Masl HaShmatza, Mishmeder of Chizda, they were taught this in the name of Chizda, but Medisa Masl Mishmeder of Kahana, Vamalei Mishmeder Rava. Where is Mashiach effective? Where it's something where Hagbah can't be done. Something which can be done with Hagbah, Hagbah in Mashiach. Then the halach is that you have to do Hagbah. And the posh pshat in the Gemara is that the only time Mashiach will work is in a case that Hagbah is not an option. The Pnei Yeshua says, if Hagbah is doable, the Mashiach becomes Shloi Kederech. And if Mashiach becomes Shloi Kederech, that's why it's, if Mashiach becomes Shloi Kederech, that's why it's not a good kinyan. Says the Gemara, Yosef Abai v'kam l'ashmatza. Abai was sitting and teaching them this halacha. Eisu Rav Adam b'masin l'abaya. The Braisa says, Hagoinef kiss b'Shabbos. If somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, taking it out from the Rishus Yochid, the property of the owner, which is Rishus Yochid, into Rishus Rabbim, chayiv. And the question is, why are you chayiv? isn't this a situation of Kimlei B'Drabnei? You've done Chil Shabbos, for which there's a Chiv Misa, and the halacha is that B'Kedei Rishasoi, which the Gemara often says, B'Shem Risha Achas Atam Mechayvoi, V'yatam Mechayv Mishtei Rishuyis. So why is he Chayiv for both the Genev and Chil Shabbos? Says the Gemara, the reason it happens, the reason for that is Shekvan is Chayiv B'Geneva, Kod Mishavol Deyes Shabbos, which means that the Chiv for Genev, that to say Kimlei B'Drabnei, and you only could say it in a situation where the two Isurim come at the same time. But here, the Gemara says the Geneva comes first, and therefore, since the Geneva came first and the Shabbos came afterwards, therefore it's not a situation of Kimlei B'Drabnei. Why did it come first, the Geneva? Because you did Hagbah. And the moment you did the Hagbah, the halacha is that the Geneva became yours. But continues the Braisa. Hay Megar V'yotzei, you're schlepping out this wallet from the Shus HaYoch to Shus Rabim, Megar V'yotzei, Potter. Then, since you didn't do Hagbah, so the Issa Shabbos and the Issa Geneva come at the same time when you take it from the Rosh Hashayachid into the Rosh Hashirabim, and therefore, since they come at the same time, you'll say Kimlei B'Drabnei. But ask the Gemara, based on what we just learned, aren't we speaking here about a kiss? We're speaking about a wallet, the Barak Bohu, which is something clearly that could be picked up. And we've learned that Mashicha is not valid on something. Mashicha is not an option where something it could be done with Agbah. So why are we saying that the kinyan was with Mashicha? It should not be. Tysus, of course, asked the question, if you pulled, besides the issue that the Gemara is raising, that how is Mashicha an option if you could do Agbah? But Tysus asks that Mashicha, we've learned, you have to do it into, it can't be done into Rosh Hashanah. So why over here is the Mashicha valid if it was being taken to Rosh Hashanah? So Tysus answers that we're not speaking about a real Rosh Hashanah. We're speaking about what we spoke in the previous year. We're speaking about a simta. And since we're speaking about a simta, which is a Rosh Hashanah, but it's a Rosh Hashanah where people are allowed to put their packages, that's why Mashicha be valid. Another teretz is that he put it into his hand, and his hand is considered a place that is not considered the same as the Rosh Hashanah. But the question still is, how could you be chayiv? How is Mashicha an option here if it's something that have Hagbah? Amalei b'misna. We're speaking about a wallet that has a string and you could schlep it out. Says the Gemara, ananami b'misna k'nani. Even if it has a string, that didn't answer the question that since it could be lifted, so Hagbah is the only option. So Amalei, he says, what I meant to say with Misna is with me the boy Misna. It's a heavy item that can only be dragged out. And since it's a heavy item that can only be dragged out, so there Hagbah, since it can't be lifted, Mashicha is the option. The Sefer Panim Yofis quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Hazinu. The pasuk says, "Harininu goyim amai kidam avadov yikar v'nokam yoshem l'tzarav v'chisei admai v'chiper admasei amai." So he says that pasuk should be understood with the concept of Kimlei B'Drabnei. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says that when the pasuk says that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge the Umas Olam for all the tzaris that they brought to Klal Yisrael, he will judge them that they caused us so much damage. V'nokim yoshev l'tzarev, and he also will pay judge them that they owe us for all the money that they stole from us. Because by akum, there is no concept of kimlei b'drabnei, and that's why he will be able to give them a double punishment. Whereas Klal Yisrael has that special rule of Kimlei B'Drabnei, and even though we are going to be punished, we never get two punishments for what we've done. So we've learned in our Gemara that something which is dark lagbia, something which we pick up, the kinyan is only with agba. Other things are mashichas. The question is, what happened if somebody lifted something which is very heavy? And the question is, will that be a valid kinyan? Does the Gemara mean to say that on something which is heavy, something which is not easily lifted, that's where Mashiach works? And does the Gemara mean to say that Hagbah won't work? Or does the Gemara mean to say that Hagbah, you don't need to do Hagbah, you could do Mashiach, but if you do Hagbah, it will work? And the Avni Meluim and the Imre Moshe both discussed this question, and they seem to say that since, as we've been learning, Hagbah is such a serious kinyan, included in saying that Hagbah is such a serious kinyan, even in a case where Hagbah is really not normally an option, it will be a kinyan. Says the Gemara Toshima, we quoted a brisa in our previous shiur that if somebody Rishus Meicher, if somebody sold Paris and then Rishus Meicher, like Kana, the Kinyan is not valid. You have to do Agbah or take it out from the Rishus where it was. Alma, what do we see from here? The Midah Bar Hagbah, we're speaking about something which is subject to Hagbah. Iboy Agbah, we're saying that the Brice is giving us an option. You could do Agbah Konele, Vibab Mashiach Konele. So isn't this clearly indication that even where Hagbah is an option, Mashiach is still an option? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that's not the way to understand the Brisa. The way to understand the Brisa is Letzdod Miktani. We're supposed to understand the Brisa as teaching us two separate phrases. Midi Dagba Hagbah, something which can be lifted, the halacha is, you have to do Hagbah, or Midi Dagba Mashicha, something which can have Mashicha, that's when you do Mashicha. But in a case where Hagbah is an option, the Gemara suggests in a case where Hagbah is an option, Mashicha cannot be done. Says the Gemara, Toshma, our Mishnah that paid Dalram based Torahs, Hamaycha Peres L'Chaveroi, Moshach V'Loi Modad, if we had Mashicha, but we don't know exactly how much is here, Kani. Ask the Gemara, let's understand our Mishnah. For Peres to Ba'agba Ninu, certainly fruit is something that you could do Agba on. For Ketani, yet our Mishnah says, the Ketani be Mashicha, the Mashicha is an option. Answers the Gemara, no. Hachamai Skinen, our Mishnah is speaking about Bishalflifi Ravavi, that very heavy, big items, and therefore Mashicha is the only option. Hagbah is not an option because it's so heavy. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, Yochayim is safer, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Halak peh, pishtim chaveroi, if you buy linen, lekona achiyel taltana, the buyer doesn't have ownership, achiyel taltana mimokum zela mokum acher, unless you move it from one place to the other. So obviously, the Mishnah speaking about, the Mishnah is saying that you're picking it up. If you're picking it up, so how can we say that Mishnah is speaking about big items, that's why Hagbah is not an option? Here we see that we're speaking about items where Hagbah is an option. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Ota shisht mishlishi ravri mi layavdi. Says the Gemara, don't they make it in big packages? And that's why the Mishnah said that when it's small packages, Hagbah is the only option. And it says, Mashani Pishtan, we can't bring rye from linen. Why? That since they're very slippery, the Mishtamit, that's why people make small packages. And that's why by Pishtan, the Mishnah said we should do it. By Pishtan, the Mishnah said Hagbah, because there's never going to be big packages by Pishtan. But in a case where you indeed have big packages, then you do Mashicha. Small packages, you do Hagbah. In other words, as the Rashbam says, since Pishtan is slippery, so you can't make big packages out of it, it'll just slip out of the pile. Therefore, you make small packages, and that's why Hagbah is the way to go. Amalei Ravina Leravashi, Toshma, Behemagasa, the Mishnah Masechta Gedushin of Chof Heyom Beis teaches us, when we speak about Behemagasa, Niklas B'Masira, where the owner hands over the animal, we spoke about it, the string around the neck, or the hair, to the buyer. When we speak about a Daka Bagba, Divra Meya, Shimon Eloza, Divra Meya, Shimon Eloza, Come on, Behem Daka B'Mashicha, but ask the Gemara, how Behem Daka is Barak Bahi. You can lift the Behem Daka, and yet that Mishnah teaches us that a Mashicha is an option. And says the Gemara, you can't bring a right from that Mishnah. Because Shani Behema, when we speak about Behem Daka, the Sarcha, even though it's not that heavy and you can lift it, it digs its heels into the ground. And since it digs its heels into the ground, it prevents it from being lifted up, and that's why Mashicha is an option. But if it was easily lifted up without any problem, Hagbah would be the only option to do Kinyan. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel de Amri Tavayu, Kor, if a seller said to the buyer, I'm selling you a Kor, which is 30 saw, B'shloish mani meichalach, I'm selling you a Kor for 30 selah. And he began measuring the Kor in the keli of the Lekeach, in the property of the Lekeach, Yochalach Sabai, he could still back out, Vafilu B'soach Roina, even if he filled it up just missing the last saw, since the way he structured the sale, he said that he needs to sell this entire lot, and if you don't, and until the entire lot is sold, it's one mechira, and until it's all transferred, it's not considered, until it's all transferred, that it's not considered a kinyan. And then the Mukha Yosef says that certainly, if the seller clearly stipulated that the deal is not to be consummated until the whole amount is transferred, that wouldn't be a question. The question here is that he just said, I'm selling it a core for 30. That is understanding that the sale is not a sale, the transfer is not a transfer until we have the whole core transferred. But if he said, core b'shloshim, saw b'sela ani moichaloch, so the way he expressed himself that he's selling each saw individually, so that aloch is rishon kana, he doesn't need the entire lot to make a kinyan. Says the Gemara, Tashma, the Gemara asks on this aloch from a brisa that we've discussed. We learned, Maisa midish lachsmahen, if the vessel for which the kinyan is taking place belongs to the lekeich or the meicher, Risha Rishin Kana, every saw, if the buyer owns this vessel, and we're not going to get into the question, Breshusa Shalakek, Breshusa Shalaycha, we'll say it's Breshusa Shalaycha, each saw separately is considered an individual sale. Even though, Afagav the Lain Asma'la Hamida, even though if the entire amount that's being sold has not been put into the vessel. Now, the Breisa doesn't differentiate, says the Gemara, if the way the deal was structured is that I'm selling you a whole lot, or I'm selling it to you one saw at a time. Yet the Brice is saying that under all circumstances, the halacha is that the sale is valid one saw at a time. Why? Answers the Gemara. The case over there is the guy in the Amalei hin. I'm selling you a hin, which has in it 12 lugim, b'shnei osa sloim, lug b'sala in noichalach, that I'm selling you one at a time. And that's when Rav and Shmuel also agree that each lug will be an individual sale. Kedomer of Kahana, shantzitz hoi behin, that there were markings on the hin that marked off the keli by each lug, that each lug is separately. And Shantz Toibamidas, that's when it's considered each one separately. And that's the case that the Bryce is speaking about. But indeed, if it was sold in a way that represents the entire lot, the halacha, that Bryce is not disagreeing, that the halacha is that until the entire lot is put into the keli, we do not have a sale. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, actually it's a Gemara Masechet Matzia, where if we look at the wording that was used here, Kor b'shloishim ani meichelach, so Kor b'shloishim so b'sel ani meichelach, so this really, his phrase has two parts to it. He's speaking about the whole lot, and he's speaking about each saw separately, each loig separately. So why do we look at each loig separately? Why not look at the first part of the phrase? So the Rishonim say, because this is a proof that we go tfois loshen achron. When there are two parts to my statement, we look at the second part. The Rishonim ask, on one hand, we're not sure which part of the phrase we should follow. On the other hand, there's a question that, as we've said so many times, of Hamotzi Mechaveir Olav Araya. And shouldn't we look, therefore, ask the Rishonim, at the Marakama? Since we're not exactly sure how to understand the phrase, shouldn't we say that the sale is not a sale until the entire lot is transferred? So the Rishonim say that under normal circumstances, that would maybe be the halacha. But here, besides that we have the phrase, which is not clear which part of the phrase to follow, there's another consideration, that there has been an act of a kinyan. And the fact that there has been an act of a kinyan is very much a proof that it will become the proper, the ownership, it will become the property of the buyer, of the lekeach.